It's hour number five of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. Thelma Carpenter, along with the Deep River Boys, from October 1945, originally on the Majestic label, My Guys Come Back, gets us started on our fifth and final hour of this week's program, Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. Top of our final hour, it's time for the Soul Breakfast. Soul Breakfast begins this week. Duke Ellington in the orchestra, featuring Johnny Hodges out front. This is a tune that he wrote in honor of Romeo and Juliet. It goes back to May 1957. It's called The Star-Crossed Lovers.
Thank you. mingle like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Love that fire in your kiss.
And breakfast is served. I guess we waited for him to fade out long enough there. That's Jimmy Smith. Breakfast is served. Jimmy Smith, along with Stanley Turrentine from April of 1960. Minor Chant was the name of it. Kenny Burrell on guitar, Donald Bailey on the drums. Package on the Blue Note label called Back at the Chicken Shack, the incredible Jimmy Smith. Rounds out our soul breakfast this week. Let's see, at the top, we listened to Duke Ellington and the orchestra featuring Johnny Hodges on alto. This is a tune actually written by Billy Strayhorn, who was a companion of Duke Ellington, musically at least. And this whole package was on originally an LP on the Columbia label called Such Sweet Thunder. And it featured about 9 or 10 tunes, and each one of the tunes was written to depict one of the characters in the works of Shakespeare. The star-crossed lovers, of course, were Romeo and Juliet. This is from May of 1957. Then we listened to the Ellington Orchestra with another one, Flamingo, featuring Herb Jeffries on the vocals. I didn't realize this was so early. It was December of 1940. We listened to Sarah Vaughan from September 1958, a thing called Cool Baby. And there was like four sides in that session. I think one of these weeks soon, one of these programs during the first hour, we're going to have to feature all those tunes and present Sarah Vaughan during the Sounds of Bronzeville. Cool Baby was the name of it from 1958, and that led us around to Jimmy Smith, Stanley Turrentine, and the Minor Chant. That's our soul breakfast this week. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Before we step back down into the alley, let's listen to a couple by Sam Cooke. These are both from 1958. They're not the tunes I think that he's known for.
Once I was alone, so, so lonely, and then you came out of nowhere like the sun up from the hills. Whoa, cold. Cold was the wind, warm, so warm. were your lips. Out there on that ski trail where your kiss filled me with thrills. A weekend in Canada, a change of scene, was the most I bargained for. And then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I couldn't ignore. Down came the sun, fast to beat my heart. I knew when the sun set from that day we'd never part.
A weekend in Canada,
a weekend in Canada,
a change of scene,
a change of scene was the most I bargained for. And then I discovered you, and in your eyes I found a love that I couldn't ignore. Down came the sun, fast to beat my heart. When the sun set from that day, we'd never part. We'd never part. Whoa.
When the sunlight's beginning to fail, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and coyotes are making a wail, whoa, by a smoldering fire along, 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 along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar, and over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb in my saddle. I want to ride the Navajo Trail. To lie and listen to all the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar, and over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Silver and pale, it's time to climb in my saddle. I want to ride the Navajo Trail. I want to ride the Navajo Trail with fellas like Maverick and Cheyenne. Ooh, the Indians and their Bow and Harris. The boys have guns and they love to travel along the Navajo Trail.
Yeah, Sam Cooke and a couple of travelogue tunes there. First, we had the Canadian Sunset from the year 1958, and then an up-tempo version along the Navajo Trail, also from 1958. Both of them were on the Keen label. Sam Cooke here on Blues Before Sunrise. All right, let's step down into the alley. We do play blues every once in a while. And we will, I guess we've got a guy that's in the blues discography anyway. Here's Chuck Berry, who I guess is sort of considered the father or the grandfather or crown prince of rock and roll. This goes back to 1961. A lot of the drummers that he had on his recordings, all done for the Chess label, were Fred Bello and Otey Payne, who were the two best-known blues drummers. Here's a guy that was on the scene, and I saw him much, much later. I think this might have been in the late 80s or the early 90s at the Hot House. A guy named Phil Thomas. And I remember him because he was a good drummer. Also, he had some sort of throat problem and lost his voice box. He had one of those amplifiers that he stick on his throat, and you could hear him talk. Phil Thomas was the drummer, Chuck Berry, and Talking About You.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. I met her walking down a uptown street. She's so fine, you know, I wish she was mine. I get shook up every time we meet. I'm talking about you. Nobody but you. Yeah, I do mean you. I'm just trying to get a message to you. Let me tell you about a girl I know. I tell you now, she looks so good. Got so much skill, such a beautiful bill. She ought to be somewhere in Hollywood. I'm talking about you. Nobody but you. Come on, give me a cue. So I can get a message to you. That's why I asked her if she promised me someday she would be my bride. I'm talking about you. I do mean you. Nobody but you. Come on, let me get a message through.
Thank you. My mama, she done told me, and my papa told me too. Lord, Lord, my mama done told me, papa told me too. Everybody laughing when your face ain't no friend of yours. Mama, please don't cry for me. Well, I'm going to Chicago, back to Tennessee. Well, I'm going to Chicago, baby, back to Tennessee.
Thank you. myself, and I just can't help myself. Love you, baby, and I just can't help myself. And you know I love you, and I just can't love nobody. Thank you.
Taste of Rye Cooter to get us a little closer to the out theme here this week. In that set, we heard a couple of sides by Chuck Berry. First, Chuck Berry, I'm Talking About You, from January 1961 again. Phil Thomas on the drums. And then there was an album that featured Bo and Chuck Berry playing together from April of 1964. And there you heard Chuck Berry playing behind Bo's beat. Frank Kirkland was the drummer. Also, Bo Diddley, Bring It to Jerome, from July 1955. Again, Frank Kirkland, the drummer. Billy Boy Arnold on harmonica. We listened to Big Walter Horton and Blues in the Morning, February 1951. Joe Hill Lewis on guitar and on all the rhythm. We listened to a couple by Johnny Young, the first one on the Arhuli label from November 1965, Stealing, an instrumental that Johnny Young often did on the mandolin with Otis Spann on piano. That may have been recorded for Chris Strachwitz and the Arhuli label by Pete Welding. And then one on Pete Welding's own label, My Baby Walked Out in 1954, Otis Spann piano. We had Slim Willis on harmonica, and Robert Whitehead on the drums, Johnny Young guitar and vocal. Then we had Otis Spann, side under his name on the Testament label, What's on Your Worried Mind, from 1965. And we wrapped it up with Eddie Taylor, Live in Japan, The Aces, Dave and Louis Myers, and Odie Payne on the drums, from December of 1977. That's got it for this week. It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here each week. We'll be back again next week. We hope you'll make plans to join us. Till then, I'm going to leave you with Albatross, and I'm out of here.